Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a tone sensation taking place.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're celebrating 23 years of the Small Business Advocate Show this week. We're kicking off our 24th year on the air. And we're doing that with our good friend Wayne Cruz, 22-year member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 22nd anniversary. He's Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's the author of the outstanding annual report on regulations, 10,000 Commandments. Wayne, thanks again for being here. You were telling us at the break, before we went to the break, about how President Trump basically reversed, not only lowered the number of regulations, but reversed the momentum toward more regulations, and I'm going to make a connection here, Wayne, and then I'll let you weigh back in here on this. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I tracked over the last from 09 to 16 was the fact that the stock Wall Street was at record levels every year, while Main Street languished in basically a lost decade. Less than 2% average GDP a year, including three first quarters, 14, 15, 16, where the GDP went negative. In those same three quarters, the stock market went record. So what's wrong with that picture? But the point I want to make, though, is in that scenario, in the Biden-Obama scenario, we had record Wall Street and poor performance on Main Street. In the Trump economy, we had record Wall Street and, in many ways, many indicators, record Main Street. Unemployment. The economy was 3%. I mean, my point is, and I'm attributing some of this to the regulation. The fact that the economy and Wall Street does well at the same time, that didn't happen under Biden. And the difference
right,
was
that's a
large part of the difference was the regulatory state.
I think that's completely correct, and you hit it when you talked about the growth in regulation under the Obama years. The Federal Register, which is the daily compendium, now I know it's a terrible measure of regulation, but it tells you that activity is going on. It hit its all-time record three times under Obama, and in his last year, it reached the highest peak ever, and then it dropped dramatically under Trump in the first year, dropped by about a third. Been creeping up ever since then, because in order to get rid of a regulation, and this is one of the problems with the administrative state that smacks Main Street business so hard, is in order to get rid of a rule, you've got to write another rule and go through notice and comment. So effectively, you can't get rid of regulation. You can only replace it with another one. What Trump did that was different was, I was mentioning that it's not so much that the two-for-one was capable, because remember, he's the president, not a dictator. He can't make the law, but he can work within the bounds of what's permissible on discretionary terms with regulations. So we still have the EPA, we still have the Department of Labor, we still have all these big agencies. But he was able to use the one-in, two-out to at least freeze regulatory costs. That was what that really was all about. It was more of an executive branch of regulatory budget than one-in, two-out. But on the other hand, he also slowed the numbers of regulations dramatically. The number that he issued last year was a 2,900 or something like that. Remember, a lot of those were deregulatory in nature, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of them routine. But then when it comes to the federal government as big as ours, routine doesn't necessarily mean routine. But lowest number of regulations since the 70s, Jim. So the reason I think Main Street could boom alongside Wall Street is that there was more certainty. And he even issued executive orders kind of in that vein. You know,
well, but in businesses, during the entire Biden-Obama administration, businesses were guarding themselves. They were always afraid, especially when you think about one of the most egregious things was basically the memo that the NLRB produced as a that became an assault on our franchise industry. I mean to me that was a classic example. It turned into law number five out in California. And my point, folks, is that the businesses were guarded. They weren't investing because they didn't know when was the next regulatory shoe going to drop. Because it takes a lot of time and effort to push a tax increase through. But some of these regulatory changes can happen overnight. Right, Wayne?
Yeah, very fast. And it happens very fast and just by the president initiating them. Remember Obama
or allowing one of his or allowing one of his deep state regulatory leaders to send out a memo, send a fax.
Yeah, well that's what happened with the Department of Labor with respect to that franchising rule and the contracting rule. There were two of them. And Jim, it was incredible. It wasn't a law. It wasn't even a regulation that they put through public notice and comment. It was just a memoranda, like you said. Well, mm-hmm. an administrator interpretation is what they call it. A memoranda. And when you
and
mentioned dark matter a while ago, that's what
it put it. Folks, I can't tell you how that chilled the economy.
Sure
that
did.
That one little letter chilled the economy because of the intent.
The problem we have now, the issue we have now, is with Trump, like. Just for example, maybe we'll come back on in a few weeks and talk about it. But soon, we don't know the exact date, but he'll issue the fiscal year 2020 update on how one-inch drought went and the rules he got rid of. And we'll be able to look at the rules he got rid of even during COVID. But see, all that's going to go away.
I know.
It's under a potential new
Harris Biden administration. Hold on to that thought, Wayne. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Wayne to weigh in on the Harris Biden potential coming up, if that's what happens. After the break, Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.